Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam, Klau Chav Beis Simen Zayin. So the Chayyadam says, "Also lechers beyodah shum davar betfilos. A person should not be holding anything in his hands during davening. Rakat sidur shem yispalu betoichay, except for the sitter that he's davening from." So this would indicate that the Chayyadam expects us to daven from a sitter. We will see later on in Simen Yud Aleph that he says that you should shut your eyes when you're davening in order not to be distracted from something else. And if you're davening with a sitter, you should not take your eyes outside of the sitter, which he seems to give as a choice. And there actually seems to be a stira in the Masara that we have from the Arizal, what the Arizal did. The Mishabura in Simon Sadi Gimel, Sivkatan Bey, says the Arizal would be Mispala Matecha Sitter, or in order that he should be Mechavin greatly. And the Shari Tshuva in Simon Sarivov brings to the Magen Avraham and the Sefer HaKavonis, which is from the Arizal Hoyu Mispel Mitecha Sefer, but they bring the Masik Bracha brings, and the Sefer HaKavonis it says that in Pesukah Zimran Yitzar, he would mispel a mitecha sitter, and Tfilah Shidches, he would daven with his einayim seguros, with his eyes shut. And he ends off, because of the Machzik Bracha, this is in the Shari Tshuva and Simen Sarivov, Sivkot and Beis, each person should be meshayer ba'atzmoy, whatever he does better. If he's able to have greater kavana looking in the sitter, he should look in the sitter. If he's able to have greater kavana with his eyes shut, he should have his eyes shut. So there's both options available to us. Either one is valid. Now, if a person is davening with his eyes shut, he shouldn't be holding a sitter. The heter to hold the sitter during davening is because he is needs it for his davening. Unless the person wants to hold the sitter in order to be able to have the confidence in case he gets confused in his davening, he has the sitter immediately available, and that itself gives him ability to focus better. Okay, the Chayyadam continues and says, "V'yirshu b'sitter kol ha'mokar meshetzorach b'tfilosoi, k'reshel yitzarach l'chapes." Once upon a time, Sidurim were not the way we have them. The paper was expensive, ink was expensive, and they lived in a society which cannot afford the extra expense. And they would sort of put different pieces of the tefillah in different places. So they write Yalav Yalva, maybe only by Shacharis, and then you would have to flip back from Mincha back to Shacharis to find it over there. They might write only the tefillah of Shalom Rav by Mincha, and the rest of Shmoneh Esrei you get from Shacharis, etc. They would do those type of things. So a person would have to go back and forth inside of his sitter. So it's appropriate that a person should have marked off beforehand where he has to go. He shouldn't be busy in the middle of davening, flipping the pages around, trying to find the right place to go. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha, that a person should not hold anything in his hands other than the sitter, that this is applies to Kriya Shema and Pesukah Zimra as well. A person should not be holding anything else in his hand, the chatkila, during those tefillahs as well. In regards to the bidyavid, as long as the person knows that he had kavana, he'd be yotzei in all the situations. The Mishnah Berurah does say an exception, which is an interesting exception. He says that which you can't hold something in your hands b'shas tefillah, that we're limiting the right to do that. In Simon Sarivov, he says that this is a quote from the Machzis HaShekel, that the Chazan is allowed to hold the Sefer Torah on Shabbos when they say Yukum Perkun, because his kavanah is to be mispalel about those which learn Torah and those who support Torah, so therefore holding the Sefer Torah is appropriate. So it seems to be the minhag once upon a time was to hold the Sefer Torah while they said Yukum Perkun, which is not our minhag nowadays. It's an interesting historical aside. Okay. Now, the next step of the Chayyadam to deal with is if a person gets confused during davening, what is he allowed to do in order to address that? We'll talk about that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Have a good day.